Hi, this is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and we're in the studio with Donald Kinsey. Donald's played guitar with the legendary Albert King, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, plays with his brothers in the Kinsey Report, and also plays around town in Grand Rapids and lives in Grand Rapids, too. How you doing today, Donald?
Pretty good.
So your father was known as Big Daddy Kinsey, well-known blues musician. How old were you the first time that he put a guitar in your hands?
Probably around 4 or 5.
And did it come natural to you?
Well, I would say so, because my dad, he when he get off from work, he worked in a steel plant and crane operator. So on the weekends, him and some of his other musician friends, they would get together and have a little jam thing in the dining room of the house.
Sure.
They would pull all the furniture back and the dining room would become like a place to play music,
Right.
So that was, that was happening all along, every Friday, And my dad, he would sit me in his lap and I tried to put mom over the guitar and look at him and watch him. So
was the guitar too big for you at that point?
It was a little too big.
Yeah, you had to grow into that guitar.
I had to grow into it. But finally, he brought me one, and man, I just started watching my dad and started putting records on and listening to records. And before I knew it, I was playing that thing.
So what were you listening to at that time?
Well, my dad, I'd be listening to some Junior Parker,
mm-hmm.
or Muddy Waters, or Muddy Waters was one of my dad's really idol,
sure.
Mississippi blues, Delta blues stuff,
right?
And I liked Chuck Berry a lot,
mm-hmm.
and just about, growing up in Gary,
sure.
Gospel was a very big influence in my life because my grandfather, he was the minister of Church of God in Christ Church. So by the time I was 8, 9 years old,
mm-hmm.
I was playing in clubs with my dad.
Okay.
We do Elks, like the Elks Lodges and different type of events like that. Where he worked at, they would have a picnic, every year and stuff like that. So
sure.
So it was that kind of thing, and my dad would sneak us inside, speakeasy clubs there in Gary and the small farms, and we'd go and see Howlin' Wolf or something like that might be playing out there, man. So it was quite an interesting life, And then Sunday mornings I would go and play on the radio live behind gospel groups.
Okay.
And then I would leave from there and go to my grandfather's church and play.
Now, were your brothers playing with you at that time as well?
My older brother had started playing drums.
Okay.
Him and I, there's 13 months between my older brother and myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's 10 years between my younger brother and myself.
All right.
So Ralph and I, which Ralph was the oldest, we was together throughout that all, growing up, So it was, then my dad would take us down to Mississippi, where he grew up at, and where he says the blues bug hit him for the first time.
Which, sure.
When he went to see Muddy Waters play in some kind of storefront building, and he says that's when he got bit by the bug, the blues bug.
Wasn't that back when Muddy was just playing acoustic?
Yeah.
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 But all those guys, came up to Chicago.
Absolutely, man. I was just...
Chess Records, Howlin' Wolf, Chuck Berry,
right.
Muddy Waters.
Right. And I was just, I can't remember who it was I was talking to, but I do remember this... there's a piano player by the name of Sonny Lance Slim.
Mm-hmm.
I remember now. I was talking with James Cotton when I was down in Austin, Texas.
Sure.
At the South by Southwest convention.
Mm-hmm.
And James, when I saw James, he asked me, had I heard about Hubert Sumlin's passing away?
Yeah, passed away about a year ago.
And I told him, I said, yeah, man. I said, I was on the road. I couldn't make it to his services, but... And James told me, he said, that Hubert worked for him. He said when he was a DJ down in Memphis,
right.
James Cotton said he had a club. He was doing a show at some club down that way, and his guitar player was messed up or something and couldn't make the show. and said one of his friends said, "Oh man, that's Hubert over there, man. He's a good guitar player." And so James, he got up and started playing with James, and then he had been playing with James all the time he was down there.
Right, and I know that James was playing with Keith Richards and Eric Clapton a couple of weeks ago at the tribute they did for Hubert.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I didn't hear about that, because I was like on the road traveling too. So that's, yeah, man, James, he was, James and my dad was really close, man.
Right.
And I always feel like he was more like an uncle to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that was with me, which we were staying together, Lee Jaffe,
mm-hmm.
which was a friend of mine from back way back in the beginning of my reggae mm-hmm. Days. And Lee played harmonica like on Catch a Fire and on some of Bob's early songs.
Right.
So he's a harmonica player. So when he walked inside the room, I had this number, James Cotton, just sitting on the table. And when he walked in and he saw it, he says, that the James Cotton, man? I said, yeah. He said, I'd love to meet him, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
So I said, well, man, your dream just might come true, bro. You know what I mean? And he was so excited, man. James, I mean, and James said, you know, he lives like about a half an hour out of town.
Okay.
So he drove all the way down, man, and I really felt good about that, you know what I mean, that he would do that, you know?
Right.
And so it was just, it was good, man. And he said that he was the one that sent Hubert to Howlin' Wolf.
Okay. Right. Okay.
You know, and then there was a guy, Sonny Land Slim, that was a keyboard player that pretty much sent... that took care of most of those guys that came from down in the Delta.
Right.
You know, so it's a heck of a story how those guys
ended absolutely.
Up in that area, you know.